Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Magic Sponge Spodcast.
Spodcast.
I think we should change it. Spodcast is quite good, isn't it? The Magic Sponge Podcast. I'm Rob Beckett with Jimmy Billard and Ian Smith. We're every week. Our guest this week is sports agent and showbiz agent Eric Hall.
Yes. Monster good to be here, bubblers.
Excited, isn't it? Monster, I'm so happy you said that. I was worried you weren't going to say it, but you still said
well,
monster.
You ain't as happy as me because I've wanted Eric on the show for ages.
Yeah, you're the first...
And this man has got some serious stories, so I'm
yeah,
so
we, happy. Yeah, when we first put a list together of people we wanted the show, you were up the top of the list.
On
so
the
thank you for doing
on
it.
On the B list.
No, the A list.
Top of the B list.
The top list. Thanks for coming on. Also, before we start, Monster is your catchphrase.
Yeah.
Monster, or like.
Well, they've got a catchphrase. I just sort of say it. Normally, it's not a catchphrase, kiddo.
Yeah.
It's just something I picked up. I don't know how I got it, really. I was plugging a band many years ago called Pilot.
Yeah.
January, sick and tired, you're around this table, too young to remember that song. It was number one, by the way. And I was going to see a show, a producer called Mike Mansfield.
Yeah.
At London Weekend Television. I had it arranged that Pilot, I got them on Top of the Pops that week, yeah. On the Wednesday, go down the Thursday in those days. A show called Supersonic, which was Michael's show, the Russell Harvey show. I had about five shows, so I needed the Mike Mansfield show, which was this Supersonic show.
Yeah.
And I went to see him to try and get him on for that week. I thought it'd be a great week of plug-in, promotion, PR, as they say it today. And he didn't want to use them. I said, well, Mike Bubbler, you've got to use them. They're great, they're going to be monster. Hey, what do you mean? Like, I said, no, not ugly. I just said it. Once he picked it up from somewhere, so it's not really, I just said it automatically. Yeah. Where I got it from, I don't know. I mean, I meant it the nice way.
Yeah.
Monster can be a real schmuck, a real, you know, oh, it's monster, or bad or good. And so the first time I've said it two million times since.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's when I first said it. Why I said it and where I really got it from.
Ah, and so it was like a blank that's got carried away.
Yeah, I think you say, is it not like, just say you got a great deal, monster deal now? Is that where it long ends sort of like, when you got something big?
It could be a monster bad deal, you know?
Right, okay. Use
it for anything.
It could be, you know, either way, in a way.
It's just part of
it. Be like Julian Clary. But it can go either way.
Either way, fair enough. Well, that's sort of, and bubbler, is that sort of a...
You just word a word. It's a term of endearment.
Yeah, yeah.
Bubbler, oh, mate, kid, how are you, bubbler?
Do you know
how
when
you,
I first heard you say that at TalkSport, I was with you. Do you know what I thought you were saying? I thought you was calling everyone footballer. I know, that's what a donut I am. I thought he's saying, why is he calling him a footballer? He's not a footballer, he's a comedian. Do you mean it's bubbler.
You're what we call in Bethel Green a schmuck.
But honestly, that's what I thought we were saying. Yeah. Yeah, that was just me. And I went out to mum. I said, what is it? He's going to bubble. And that's a sign of endearance. So you're learning every day.
You're always learning, isn't it? And who used to look after Dennis Wise, wasn't it? Was one of your football...
One of my first...
Neil Ruddock as well, was that?
Neil Ruddock, Razor, yeah.
Fashionu,
yes. Yeah. Dennis, everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I think nearly every player in those days... I've represented in one way or another. Maybe not
every single player.
Well, nearly all the main ones, yeah. They were Gary Lineker. When Gary came with his agent John Holmes to me, because they was going to do a boot deal, and he didn't know what to do. I got Gary Lineker's first boot deal.
So did you?
I might not represent him.
Did you get him the Walker's crisps? 100%.
But no,
that's the deal you want to get, and he's still calling it now. And
a few years later. But what I'm saying in those days, Gazza and all those people, if I didn't actually represent them 100%.
I did
probably bits and pieces from there.
Who was the closest player used? Who was the closest one? Did you father any of them?
Who was my closest player?
Did you father any of them?
No, not really, no.
Did any get really close? Because back in that...
I suppose why are they really, Dennis Wise, because very similar kind of people we are.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not so much now, but why are they? But all my players, when people say to me, Jimmy, similar question. Well, nothing really like your question. Is that what's your best deal you've done?
Yeah.
I said, the last deal I did is my best deal.
Yeah.
You know, every deal, don't matter if you're taking a player from Brentford to Liverpool or from Liverpool to Colchester or Colchester to St Albans, a deal's a deal. I love doing deals.
Yeah.
I'm a deal maker. One of my expressions, which somebody else nicked from me recently,
I'm loving it.
Now, my job. was to make the poor players rich and the rich players richer.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that.
That's pretty decent.
Monster proud of that.
Well, that brings us to the first story this week, is that Arsenal and Theo Walcott are in contract negotiations about extending his contract. The 25-year-old's contract expires in 2016. And he's been out for about 6 months, hasn't he? Getting a new deal, that's all right, isn't it?
Really? He's getting a new deal?
He's getting a new deal, apparently. How would you start a negotiation with a...
Well, you say, what are you going to pay him? I'm learning.
So that's what you
skills.
Do. If you was getting an agent...
I said, what are you going to pay me? Never put down an offer. I've learned.
Never put down an offer. Yeah, what are the five key things an agent should do to try and get more money for his player, Eric, would you suggest?
Blackmail.
Blackmail, yeah.
Got some pictures of
I don't think there is five key things anyway, Bubbler. I just think that, you know, the thing you got to do, you got to know your value of your player.
Yeah.
I think you must never, ever... be like a schmuck and overdo it. If you think he's only worth 20 grand a week, don't offer 50, you won't get it. Yeah. Maybe offer 25 a week. You know, then you might finish up, you know, they start there and you start here, and then you probably may meet halfway-ish.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get a little bit more than you wanted, or maybe a little bit less.
Do you have arguments with your players?
With the players, no.
Yeah,
I've had plenty of arguments with managers.
But never with the players, had a falling out.
Yeah, my funniest story was with Ken Bates, in a way, not some argument. Is that I was renegotiating a Dennis Wise deal.
Yeah.
I said, and I was chatting, I just don't, like, here. I don't stop talking and talking and talking. And suddenly, Ken's got up and said, I'm going. I said, well, where are you going? Where are they? He said, I said yes to you 20 minutes ago. He said, can't you? He said, you're the only agent I know who can't take yes for an answer.
That is, I can imagine.
You do
that,
like a chat, didn't you? I think we've experienced.
I like to get the right deal. I like to feel confident. Yeah.
I was going to say, who's your most notorious client? But you said Neil Ruddock was your.
Well, not notorious. No, notorious. I suppose the most nutter I've been involved with. Not other was, of course, which Jimmy would know this too, as a crazy man with Paul Gascoigne.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember the first time I met Paul Gascoigne. I wasn't his agent. He had an agent called Mel Steen, an accountant. But again, when he joined Spurs from Newcastle or whatever it was, I was and still involved. I was Terry Venables' agent, who was their managing Spurs. And this, I swear to you, people don't believe this story, it's a true story. And after it was all done and dusted, I put my bit in and things and helped Terry with the negotiations for Spurs, on behalf of Spurs. And we went up to a restaurant afterwards, to Scalini, restaurant in Chelsea, very famous. Not Polish, you schmuck, Scalini. Italian.
How many Scalinis do you know from Poland?
Only if
anybody's listening, been there, will know what I'm talking about. The maitre d' there, if that's the right word.
Yeah.
big one of those big thing, moustaches. What do I call them?
Handlebar moustache.
Handlebar. Thank you. Talk about where you live. And he was. We're all sitting in the restaurant. We were hungry. They had a long day. We're sitting in the restaurant, and Gather's looking at the restaurant. There's the menu, and he's got no idea. You know, in English he had no. But so this maitre d' with a big moustache says, "Excuse me, Mr. Gather, sir," because he knew he was, because may not have been a football fan,
yeah,
but probably was being Italian, and he'd been all that week in the news. Gather for Tottenham, da 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 da.
I get it all the time.
So he says. He gets all the time.
He's eating those Polish restaurants.
He gets the Polish all over me.
He gets the
I just ordered carp and chips.
I'll tell the story, Bob. Would you mind?
Well, you've told eight. I've got to get one.
Don't interrupt me when I'm interrupting myself.
Sorry,
so yeah. He's trying to help me. He says, would I like you, Mr. Gather, sir? Could I suggest the lamb? He's a very good lamb. He says, no, I'm doing that, please. Oh, okay. Because I'm me, Terry, and his lady, the friend, they're now married, Yvette, we call her Toots Venables. We're all sitting in them all already, and we've got to eat. So eventually, he comes over again, and in my heart, this is true, and he says to Gather, this maitre d', Mr. Gather, sir, do you like scampi? He says, yes, I like all the Disney movies. I swear to you.
What did he thought he was saying? Bambi?
What? It's Scampi. He thought it was Bambi. Oh.
Have you got your quiz? Do you want to do the... You got two quizzes. You got the Eric one. Do Eric's first and we'll do Jimmy's later, can't we?
Okay,
Let me do that again.
I told you this show was made for people like Eric. This is all
perfect stories and
so chat. This is a quiz.
Do you want to know why when Freddie Mercury wrote a song? No, you don't want to know that story then.
Oh, no, we'll talk about that later.
What's this?
Freddie Mercury...
What's your name again?
Killer Queen. Ian.
You're a monster hot, bubbler. Monster hot.
You're monster hot. Sounds like a chat line.
Can you get me a deal?
Yeah, do more.
Right, this is me. I've learned my negotiating skills from you so far.
Can I
have £100, please?
I'm your agent, and we're doing a deal. We're trying to get you more money.
Okay.
I'm the chairman.
We're Jimmy, okay?
I'm chair.
I'm
chair dog. You're trying to get him a new deal. He's got 200 quid a week.
Yeah, what should I do? I'll just...
It's outrageous.
I'll just take notes.
You're the manager. You're the manager.
I'm the manager. So I want Ian.
He wants to sign him.
Yeah, okay, right. He's brilliant. Okay, right. So,
of course you want him.
Jimmy's a chairman.
I'm a chairman.
Calm down. Okay, right. I'm the manager.
You're getting very excited.
Jimmy's a chairman. Eric's
the
agent.
And you're the agent.
Right, okay. So I've got Ian here. I want Ian to play for the team for another 3 years.
What team is it though, Rob?
What's that?
Hammersmith FC.
Right, so we've got this meeting now, Mr. Chairman. Eric, yeah.
But the kids' contract's up the end of the season. I know you want him to sign, that's why we're here today. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Manager. You know what he's on now. We will give you, we offer him 3 years, I want another 5 years at his age.
Eight years?
Well, no, he's on three. You've offered him 3 years.
Oh, right, but it's five.
I want five.
Oh, yeah.
You know he's on that. But what are you prepared to pay him? You know his wages now. What are you prepared to give him?
He's on 200 quid a week now. We give him 4 years instead of five, then. We'll meet you halfway. How's that?
How much? I'm not suggesting anything.
Well, go on, you come out of a price.
No, you've got to come out of a price. You know, you want him. I got QPR, and I got Luton, and I got Russian and Diamonds.
You've obviously not seen him play then.
No, well, they have. It don't matter.
Okay.
I never see him play. It don't matter. He may play, you're right. Might be the greatest schmuck. He may play like Douglas Barner.
We're double his wages.
But let me finish, Bubba. Please, Mr. Manager.
I'm chairman.
Offered to double the wages and you're cutting him off.
No, that still ain't enough.
Don't speak to me like that. I'm the chairman.
Ain't enough.
I'll double his wages.
If he goes through those... First of all, he's on a free...
£400.
It'll cost us £500,000.
No, he cost him, but his contract's come to an end.
Get me on a Bosman.
He's down a free.
We'll give him
£400
a week for the next 4 years.
But Russian Diamonds can take him.
What they
Because they don't pay him. But they're prepared because they have to stop paying a fee for him.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him £5,000 a week.
What?
Because they're paying for
him. He's only on 200.
But that's exactly why he's going to leave this
club. I've got a kid on the way, if that helps.
He's going to be out for 9 months now, then, isn't he? He's got a kid on the way.
How much should we give him?
I might have to take you a 3 year deal. I want to guarantee you a 3 year deal. Start with £3,000, £4,000, £5,000. your position in, well, obviously, if you're only 200, a very small club, you are, without knocking you, Mr. Chairman. Give me $3,000 a week. And I want, he's a striker. I want, being this is a, let's say, Conference League.
A gold bonus. Get club. Me a gold bonus, Eric.
I want you £500 a goal.
He's a keeper.
Sure.
What do you think, Gaffer? Do you want him that bad?
Yeah, I'm a keeper, well, but I push up.
He does push up.
You've got to remember, Mr. Manager, Mr. Yeah. Mr. Chairman, yeah. If I do take him off the end of the season to losing Schmuten or whatever it may be,
yeah,
you've got to replace him. Now, to replace him in this day and age of his calibre and his talent...
What,
and
scruffy Northerner?
He's what?
Scruffy Northerner.
Scruffy, scruffy, schmuffy, whatever the matter.
Yeah, Rooney's you've quite got to a lot this.
You've got to replace him. And this day and age, in even this division,
yeah,
it's cost you £300,000 minimum.
Yeah.
Minimum. And yeah. Wages.
It's quite hard to negotiate.
It's best to keep him...
Ain't got no ballpark.
...on the same money... Give him more and keep the player, you know.
It's very difficult to do this role play when we don't really know how much Ian's worth.
Yeah, well, you know I mean? I'm absolutely brilliant, look, mate.
You're I only ever do Eric, over a kid.
Eric's already got you 4, 5, 6 grand a week, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the only players... I do want him. He's a good player, yeah, okay. But it's a lot. He's coming out of your pocket, Mr. Chairman.
And Mr. Chairman, yeah. He's a proven player. That's why you want to keep him.
One of the only players to score like a penalty with an overhead kick.
If he was good enough, you would let him be there. His contract's over. Thank God for that. Get rid of him.
I want the player.
So if you want to keep him, the deal will be done, Eric.
And it'd be cheaper
to keep him than bringing another player in.
Listen, the deal will be done, but how much do you want?
That's none of your business.
I'm the chairman. I've got to pay
between me and my the player.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Fair
so you've
right,
got
deal.
To pay
new deal.
So
going, well
new
done.
Deal at Hammersmith FC. Thank
just
you.
Say no. I'd have given a little bit more than that, but I'm not.
Thank you.
I'd have given him. I'd have given him 8, 9, and 10.
No, maybe.
So you've done.
We budgeted for that.
No. But being maybe you would have. But I, as I was saying earlier, is that I was happy. If the kid's on £200 a week, he's now got another guaranteed 3 years money coming in.
Yeah.
At £3,000 for us, plus a goal bonus.
Yeah.
So
and he's going to have Monster on the back of his shirt.
And that Monster.
Yeah, and I've got a kid coming in and those goal bonuses all by its claws.
James, do you agree with what I just said?
We can see why he's good. He's a master.
It's a good deal.
Good deal.
Right, well, I'm glad you're happy about that. You've got a jinx on it and he's on £3,000 a week.
I remember I was under the impression that we were, hypothetically, we were talking about a non-league club.
Yeah, true.
You know, so about £200 would be about right for a
non-league club.
So a non-league club, he's going to pay him now £3,000 a week and guarantee him another three years' wages.
I'm pretty excited about the season for Hammersmith FC. Another 10 players have got starting lineup.
Oh, yeah, in the minute it's just me by myself. I'm getting absolutely mobbed in the
field. I thought you'd £3,000 a week.
Shall I do my quickfire quiz?
Oh, yeah, you got your quiz. Yeah, quickfire quiz for Eric.
When a guest comes on, I do a quickfire quiz. So these are sort of inspired by your life or your clients. So we'll see how much you know. I'll just give a quick answer, see if you get it right. So, question one. You represented John Fashanu, who released a fitness DVD, Focus on Fitness with John Fashanu. But how much is that DVD currently going for on Amazon?
That's 48 pence.
Oh, no, better than you thought. £2.97.
It's not bad.
With an average star rating of 2.5.
It's all right.
So, not bad.
Solid.
Neil Ruddock.
I fell out with John Fashanu because... I had a call one day in my West End apartment.
Quick fire.
Justin Fashanu. A true story, is this?
Yes.
True story. And Justin was thrown with me from Canada. Eric said, I'm in nothing but trouble. I said, what's the matter? Eric, I need your help. So what is it? I was in a gay club in Canada.
Yeah.
And look, without me knowing, they was having photographs of me kissing and dancing with guys. So I said, well, what? You know, he said, well, I've now had a call from the News of the World, I think it was, it might be the Sunday Mirror. They're running the story next Sunday of, you know, it's now, people have been saying for years, Jimmy Bullard may remember this, or not remember these, but there was always people in football knew he was gay. None of us 100% know, but we all kind of, you know, lots of them more than Rupert. I said, well, it's just that they run the story, but this proves it. Here he is, a picture of me cuddling and dancing and kissing a boy. I said, okay, well, fine, leave it to me. What do you think? Don't worry. So I immediately phoned up a man called Kelvin McKenzie, who was then the editor of The Sun. So this was like a Tuesday when he got the phone call. Or late Monday night. Phoned up Tuesday morning. And I told Kel what happened. I said, Kel, what we got to do? I want to do the story with him, of him coming out, and that'll kill off the other story because he's doing a live side. Instead of saying he's gay, da da da. So we did, it's going to run Thursday, Friday, Saturday because I had to fly him from Canada to London to do the meet up with the journalists. Excuse me. So it was all set up. That was kill off the other story because only could run on Sunday. So I was there, I got a call from John Fashionall. Eric, he said, is it true? I said, yeah. He said, well, your brother phoned me crying. I've tried to help him out. I was going to say, thank you. John was going to say, thank you, Daniel. You've helped out of trouble. You've got to stop it. When have you got to stop it? If I stop it, it's going to be the other paper around it. And I got him, and I'm going back quite a few years ago, which was a nice, you know, maybe not great today's money, but I got 50 grand too. So I got money, 50 yeah. grand, you know, it killed off the other schmucks. And it was, you know, the nice side of what can I do? I'm gay, I was born this way, thinking, yeah. whatever.
Yeah, yeah, perfect.
I thought it was good thinking.
Proper bit of agent in that.
Proper Jewish showbiz agent. So, but he said, no, you've got to stop it. He said, if you don't stop it, he said, can you imagine what's going to happen to me on Saturday when I play against whoever it was, after whoever it was? I get all the wolf whistles and people say, your brother's a puff, your brother's a puff. I said, well, better if they say that because ain't you're a puff. And your brother, so what?
Yeah.
So what? Yeah, you know, if you don't stop it, you, he said, from this day, when I put the phone down, you are no longer my agent and please never ever speak to me again.
Really?
And I never have done, you know, ever.
Oh, really?
So that's my John Fashionall type story.
Sorry, yeah.
Sad.
Leave that on the comment page.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
the Amazon.
Yeah. Put that in his Amazon room.
It's sad, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
True.
No.
True.
Question two, Ian.
Question two, lighten up. Neil Ruddock had one cap for England. Who was it against?
I got no idea, Bubbler.
Oh,
I know chose him, Terry Venables.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know Terry Venables' agent was, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There's a question about... So he was capped against Nigeria... so we'll give you this next question about Venables. Can you name the title of this Terry Venables written book from the blurb? So this is the blurb for his book. East End ex-cop private detective James Hazel.
I remember Hazel, yeah.
Is long overdue for a taste of the high life. So when the opportunity comes along to take part in a rich man's dangerous game, he dives in headfirst, mixing with Moneybags Beavers and the problem of his pretty young wife.
What's the name of the book was?
Yeah.
Well, I did the deal. I got him the deal for
Terry Venables wrote that.
Terry Venables wrote that.
Bro Hazel, yeah.
Is he right?
One of the main characters again, Moneybags Beavers.
Moneybags Beavers?
No.
Sounds like an instruction.
No, the very famous TV series Hazel he wrote.
Oh.
No, I don't forget. I've done that.
What was the book called, dear?
Hazel and the Menacing Jester.
Oh.
So you can get that on
Terry
Amazon
Venables
as well.
wrote that.
Yeah,
the footballing Terry Venables.
I think he wrote it with someone else.
One of his autobiographies. And I wouldn't have known that.
That wasn't an autobiography, was it?
What?
That one about Hazel and the money bags up, you know.
Yeah, Terry Venables, ex-cop private detective.
Yeah, no, Terry wrote the whole TV series.
What is going on here?
I didn't realise he wrote a TV series.
Terry Venables a policeman.
He's written some books.
No, Bubba, don't be a schmuck, listen.
That's all the catchphrases.
In the 70s.
I got all of being a monster schmuck.
Oh, I'm a football manager.
Terry Venables.
Don't monster me off, Eric. I want you to monster bubble me off.
A TV series, which went out on Thames TV in those years. Called Hazel, about a private eye. And Terry wrote it. Wrote 26 shows.
Terry Venables?
Yes.
This is bullshit.
No, I can't believe that.
No,
he's had like three music singles as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, we did. What
sorts.
Do you want to make the life and me for?
What,
the last record
that?
He made was for the World Cup, whenever it was now, nearly 4 years ago, which charted, which
yeah.
I was involved with. So we've got the deal together.
Sure. Bought a copy.
You've made some serious money, Eric, haven't you?
No.
Yeah,
you must be minted.
Yeah.
No,
such
no.
Such a liar. You don't drink, ain't
I don't drink.
I don't spend it down the pub.
Oh, dear.
Is that all your questions?
Well, there's two more questions. These questions,
I like this.
They're very strange. So, Deck the Halls was a 2006 Christmas film starring Danny DeVito and Matthew Broderick. But what were they competitive about in the film?
What's that got to do with?
Are you winding me up, Bob?
No, the link is, well, your surname's Hall and it's Deck the Halls.
Oh, so he's done a question based on your surname.
Oh, I see.
So it's not about you.
I don't know.
Who had the best Christmas lights?
Yeah, that's got a good film, that.
Sad when arguments like that ruin Christmas, I think. Serious note. And then I was trying to see what the biggest hall, like a hall in a building is. And do you think there would be a hall big enough that there's clouds in it, like weather? Like a room so big that it could rain inside it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you reckon? Is there?
Are you right? Yeah. You are right, aren't you?
Yeah.
But not in your head?
No, not in my head, no. I'm surprised I passed the safety check to do this, really.
So what are you talking about of halls?
So there's a building, the NASA Vehicle Assembly
building at Kennedy Space Center.
I was going to say that.
It's the biggest, like, one-story building. And it's so big that there's... It gets clouds. It's it clouds, isn't it?
No, that's true.
So you could be working... Yeah. Working.
Why didn't you say it then, Eric?
Eric, are you still banned from Tottenham? Did you get banned from going to Tottenham's stadium?
I don't know. I'm not arsed. I don't really care.
But did you get banned?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Banned by Alan Sugar.
What did you do?
Well, I got a relative to Terry Renner because Terry had bought the club with Alan Sugar, and then there was a big court case where they elbowed Terry, got him out of the club. And I'm Terry's agent. I know Terry's agent. I met Terry when I was 15 years old. Yeah. When he played for Chelsea. I was in the music business then, at Mills Music in Denmark Street, London, Timbaland Alley. So I've known him all, you know, grew up with him.
Yeah.
So, of course, I was, when he went to court, the Old Bailey, wherever it was, I was with him every day in court. Because the minute it was the decision, you know, sorry, Terry, the judge says goodbye, you've got to leave Spurs. Then I arrived back in my office in those days, old fashioned now, I had a telex come through from Peter Barnes.
A telex?
Yeah, telex. We used to do it on the, like, a fax message.
All right.
Just saying, from Peter Barnes, who was then the club secretary at Tottenham. Eric, unfortunately, I have to tell you this, I've known you for a long time, but Mr. Sugar has told me to tell you you're not welcome at Spurs. No, no, not welcome at Spurs. You're banned from Spurs. The training ground, the dabba, 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 everything.
Yeah. How would the police act, though, if you just turned up to a game?
You'd be all right now, wouldn't you?
Well, no, maybe now. I don't know. What do you mean now or then? No,
well,
because
then.
He owns the club. And, you know, you're allowed, quite rightly so, but not anybody can just, you know, you go and buy a ticket for Spurs, but they have the right, like a movie house.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Theatre. So, you know, say, sorry, sir, you can't come in.
You want to do your mastermind quiz for Jimmy?
Okay, so in last specialist week's episode, subject. Quizzed Jimmy on one of his specialist subjects of fishing. This week we're going to do golf. Golf?
Golf, yes.
Golf.
Yes.
Golf, I think it's pronounced.
Golf.
I'm not sure. I don't know what golf. This is, but I've Googled it. So I Googled golf, and these are the questions, Jimmy.
Can't wait.
Are you feeling confident?
Yeah.
In what year was the first Volkswagen Golf produced?
Ooh, I would say that would be, is it 60s?
If you can get it within 50s. 5 years, I'll give you that.
50, 60, 69.
Oh, yeah. Yes, well, it's within 5 years. 1974.
Oh,
yes, 69 on the bat with help from Rob pointing to the ceiling.
Yeah, 69.
Question number two. How many hole-in-ones did former North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il claim to get on his first 18-hole go at golf?
Two.
11.
That's a blank.
First time he picked up a club.
Fuck it now. That's just total bollocks.
The Koreans are a bit cheeky with that, aren't they?
Nah, I don't believe that.
No, I don't think anyone
unless every hole was like 10 yards.
Could be.
That's just bullshit.
A small course.
It's not impossible, is it? Well, it is, basically,
it is impossible.
It can be done.
I tell you what, I'd pay to see you. I was able to see Eric Hall have a round of golf with Jimmy Bullard and Kim Jong Il. That's a television program.
I'd love to take Eric golf. I'd love to take Eric.
You think you're pretty handy at golf, Kim Jong Il?
No, I don't think. 11. I know.
Oh,
think.
What's your handicap?
+2.
+2. That's good.
Mm. Well, sure.
You know the famous Sammy Davis Jr. story, don't you?
No, yes. I think I'm going to find out.
He just sort of cracked it as a, you know, major star. And he thought, all my mates, Dean Martin, Sinatra, Dick Crosby, all playing golf. And so he went to join a golf club in Los Angeles. And when he got there, they had a little bit, because the black guy, they were a bit terrible. So, you know, wasn't too happy in Jordan anyway. So the guy said to him, one of the very posh, flash guys, well, Mr. Davis, have you played golf before? Yeah, he thought, porky pie, yes. What's your handicap then? He said, well, I'm Jewish, black, and got one eye. I mean, that is a true story. He went, oh, Jewish, black, and got one eye.
He only had one eye.
He only had one eye, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
No. Guy's always winking.
That's what you call a handicap.
Right, question number three. What is it called? This is very rare. What's it called if you're four strokes under par?
If he's wanking on the physio's chair.
Sex offence.
Four stroke. Well, it all depends what par is.
If it's a par five, that'd be a hole in one.
Yeah, so it's like how it's a birdie of your one under par.
You can only have four strokes under par. You can only have that on a par five.
Yeah, no, and it's only been verified four times. It's only happened four times.
Hole in one, that's called.
Yeah, but it's like. So it's like if you get a birdie.
You're
going to
say
eagle.
It's a peregrine or something.
Let him finish, bubble up.
It's called so a peregrine. So do the question again.
Let him finish.
What? It's my
rude.
Show.
It's very rude to interrupt. Let him finish.
It's my show, though.
What's it called?
Look, Bubblers, just calm down, Bubblers, all right?
Listen, listen, you're a guest. I've been very nice to you, but don't fuck me off. All right.
Because when he goes, Eric.
Let the man finish, Bubblers.
When he goes, Eric, he goes.
When I lose it, I'm very nice, but don't take my kindness for a weakness. Go, blah blah.
Bullhand handicap is coming.
This is a monster show. Now we don't want to upset.
We don't want any schmucks on here, right?
We're monster good shot. Friends as we are. Now, just sorry if I interrupted.
No, that's okay. I will apologize, man.
Just be quiet.
So, Jimmy, what's it called if you're four strokes under par?
Well, I think it's a hole in one.
No, it's actually called a condor.
So that's a bird.
That's a true, yeah.
Okay, great.
I knew that.
Anyway. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Birdie, eagle and condor, isn't it?
Oh.
I knew that.
Albatross. Birdie, eagle, albatross, condor.
Sorry.
God damn it. Big dogs in the ass.
Back on February the 6th, 1971, Apollo 14 member Alan Shepard hit a ball with a 6-iron on the moon, and it's only one of two sports to have been played on the moon. What's the other sport? Played on the moon. Of all places.
Played on the moon.
Mm.
I reckon it's...
Give you a clue. Need a clue.
Go on.
Begins with J.
Jumping something.
Jumping? What kind of sport's that, mate?
Imagine how long they'd be basketball for.
Everyone's Michael Jordan on the moon. Is it jousting?
Jousting. Changing room jousting.
Back in the day, a bit of jousting.
Imagine
on the moon.
On the moon. Fall off the end of it.
It's javelin.
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 Is it still going?
Yeah.
Measure that, man. It's coming.
Poor Buzz Aldrin running down the flag. Javelin. Was it javelin?
Javelin. Yeah.
Who does that? Like you're packing to go to the moon.
Yes.
Yeah. I've got my golf club and me javelin just in case.
Is that true?
That's been a schmuck.
Yeah.
Must have been a schmuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the last question. This is quite a sensible one. Who is currently the highest ranked English golfer?
Highest ranked English golfer is I would say Luke Donald, Ian Poulter, or Lee Westwood.
None of them. I'll give you a clue. If you answer it quickly, you'll be just in time.
Justin Rose.
There you go.
Well done, Jimmy. Well played. That's the end for this week, but we're having a break because I'm going to Australia to do the jungle thing. So we're going to be back in the middle of December and we're going to do a Christmas special, which we're not allowed to mention yet, but we're going to do a very special
It's
Christmas.
All going off paper, yeah. Isn't it?
It's all going to go off the Christmas special.
Are you going in the jungle then?
No, I'm just
hosting. We did last year.
I'm hosting the after show, yeah.
You've done very good. I watched you. It was sensational.
Oh, thank you very much, Eric.
Sensational.
Oh, thanks. I should get you in to give me a rise. Double it up.
You're
cool. Well, thank you very much, and we'll see you all back again. You're gonna miss me though.
Of course, I miss you, Robbie boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm off to the forest.
Forest.
Just on a camping trip.
Nice.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
So he's going to jungle. You're going to forest.
Where are you going?
And I'm going picnic.
Going to picnic. All right, then we'll see you back in December. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video.
Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising position.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.